How's your fitness? Oh, I'm sure you're taking care of your body by eating right and exercising, but how is your psychological fitness? That's something we spend a bit less time on, but it's every bit as important to our long-term health and happiness as our physical fitness. In the new book, Building Psychological Fitness, How High Performers Achieve with Ease, psychologist Karen Dole offers a program that will tune up your mind so that it can serve you well, even in the most stressful situations. Karen is a psychologist and consultant, and she joins us now to share five of her big ideas.
Hello, I'm Karen Dole. I'm a psychologist who is committed to enhancing workplace mental health. I do this through coaching, consulting, and speaking, and now authorship. My new book is called Building Psychological Fitness: How High Performers Achieve with Ease. I wrote this book in an effort to elevate mental health awareness after hearing day in and day out about how people are struggling, overwhelmed, stressed, and languishing, and feeling like they are the only one. I want people to hear and know they are not the only one. This book is to help you develop psychological capital through increasing awareness and insight, learning, and skill development. I want you to learn how to care for your mental health, feel less distressed, and be optimally effective. I'm going to share with you five key insights from my book. First, at a foundational level, mental health is an important part of well-being, and it is not a binary state. Mental health and illness are not separate constructs. Well-being and wellness are not either-or principles. The mental health continuum is dynamic and fluid. At the plus end is a thriving or flourishing state, indicating high-functioning behaviors, ranging interests, self-reports of life satisfaction, feelings of balance, and centeredness. The mid-range of the continuum may suggest surviving or languishing. There may be signs of distress or difficulty coping while still functioning in daily life. Individuals here may feel stuck, have elevated and more frequent unpleasant emotions, experience negative moods, attitude, or sense of self. On the other, or minus end, suggests the presence of clinical symptoms or mental illness that has not been properly addressed. There's often overlap in where we fall on the continuum at any given time, and can inform what level and type of intervention is best. Also, people with mental illness who are effectively treated can thrive. Many people successfully manage their mental condition and flourish in their lives. Flourishing is not considered a personality trait that you have or don't. It is a process that you can cultivate through action and practice. Ideally, we want to progress into flourishing and thriving states. We want people to move from illness to wellness. Regardless of where you are, you can build internal resources to mitigate the impact of life stressors. Humans generally want to achieve and feel at ease. This book offers steps you can take to live better, thrive, and flourish with less unnecessary distress by building your psychological fitness. I offer the ACE framework to support you: Action, Connect, Empower. By taking action, you can enhance your mental health. Do this through connection. Inner labor requires solitude, community, and connection, and is incomplete without these facets. Empower yourself to focus on what you can control: your inner self. If you are struggling, know that you are not the only one, and that you can make a choice to learn and enrich your life. The second core insight is that while you train to achieve physical fitness, you can also train to build psychological fitness. You can work out and work in. The term psychological fitness captures mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual well-being while embracing the whole person. Mind-body-spirit connection. It involves self-management, healthy thinking, and effective emotional processing. Being psychologically fit will positively impact your performance, well-being, and how you respond to stress. Building your psychological fitness also includes developing coping skills, enhancing social interactions, community involvement, meaning-making, and connecting with something outside yourself. Developing psychological fitness addresses our whole well-being and ability to flourish. Flourishing involves the integration of all elements of wellness that contribute to the betterment of those around us and the collective. We don't build psychological fitness to feel good. We do it to be at our best so that we can connect and contribute to something beyond ourselves. Engaging in the process of self-discovery and monitoring makes choice and change possible. Understanding psychological constructs of sense of self, motivation, drive, and goal setting at a deeper level are all foundational to building psychological fitness. Understanding stress response patterns and how to navigate accordingly is also critical to mental fitness training. Despite circumstances, managing mental health takes work, intention, and accountability. You enhance awareness, learn, take action, reflect, practice, train, and repeat. To achieve psychological fitness, it's important to get a handle on what is hindering your mental health, both internal and external. Being psychologically fit also addresses our relationship to suffering. We all have our personal version of suffering. Life is arduous. Wealth, external success, and good fortune do not protect from emotional pain. Privilege is real and can serve as a buffer, yet it provides no guarantee for avoiding misery. Obvious external barriers to well-being include adversity and trauma. Natural disasters, poverty, war, violence, all do damage and can get in the way of thriving. Beyond external situations that contribute to emotional stress, the internal barriers we create for ourselves are often overlooked. These internal factors that get in the way of mental health can be in our control, and we explore such obstacles and a path forward to reduce the impact. The third insight is that you have the potential to change, and effective self-regulation plays an important role in your psychological fitness. Effective self-regulation is about intentionally responding, being aware of the moment, pausing before reacting, and making decisions that align with your values. It is about identifying patterns and making modifications that will lead to greater well-being. It refers to the process of managing thoughts, feelings, and behaviors, enabling you to meet goals and be effective in your life. You don't need to become absorbed by your thinking, emotions, and reactions. You have agency over your perceptions. We explore evidence-based interventions to help you manage your thoughts, emotions, and behaviors to enhance your mental health. The idea that we have influence over our state of mind and viewpoint is empowering. Paying attention to your thinking requires mindfulness, attention, and intention, and is part of mental hygiene that needs to be maintained over time. It also requires a strong sense of personal accountability. Your mind is shaped by your thinking. When you're triggered emotionally, your thoughts can become distorted. Emotions impact perception. All thoughts and feelings can be explored and understood. Emotional regulation is a process of influencing and moderating how you experience your feelings. Mindfulness, energy management, the power of purpose, and pro-social behaviors are just a few of the many models and interventions explored. My fourth key point is that connection, community, and spirituality play an important role in mental health. Personal well-being practices are essential, yet they are not enough to flourish. Personal development requires a blend of internal reflection and interpersonal connection. Much research on resilience and mental health has been focused on studying personal qualities, characteristics, and habits. the important role that community, connection, and experiencing transcendence beyond the self play in mental health and the ability to recover from adversity need attention. Fostering spirituality can have a positive effect on the brain. Creating moments that inspire and spark spiritual connection promotes mental health. Reflecting on the frailty of life can be a catalyst for cultivating purpose and immediacy to affect desired changes. Connecting to purpose and meaning outside of yourself is an essential component to our collective well-being. By accompanying each other on the journey, you will accelerate your psychological fitness. Accompaniment describes a support role, walking alongside, not intervening or fixing, but rather being a companion on the journey. It provides a framework of mutual connection, empowerment, reciprocity, and partnership. People long for connecting and being included, welcomed, seen, valued, and heard. This way, we can crowdsource addressing mental health. Increasing connections and building relationships is an impactful way to enhance well-being and psychological fitness. Doing it together is better. We are more inclined to overcome challenges, thrive, and flourish when we are on the path with others. Having healthy relationships in your life is a shock absorber. Companionship eases the suffering and provides a buffer to the struggle. It provides relief, so the hard things aren't as hard. The fifth and final idea is that mental health is a journey, not a destination, and you are in control of your internal resources, even in the face of difficult circumstances. A paradox of life is that we can try to pursue pleasure, avoid pain, yet get in our own way. We all experience suffering. Appreciating and accepting universal factors of being human that impact our psychology can be therapeutic and helpful in generating deeper self-awareness. It isn't about eliminating pain. Rather, we can upgrade how we respond to challenges and deal with internal discomfort. Much suffering stems from attempting to control the uncontrollable and from an internal feeling that we can't handle the challenge being faced. Deep down, there is a common core belief that people assume they shouldn't have any problems. Yet we were never guaranteed a life without suffering. As part of the human condition, we all engage in self-defeating behaviors. Sorrow, loss, pain, loneliness, and grief are inevitable. Life can feel dissatisfying, and common themes of living are suffering, jealousy, discontent, and stress. It's easy to get stuck in the if-only syndrome. Happiness is a transient experience. It appears, we recognize it, and then it vanishes. Expecting anything else is apt to cause one to feel unhappy. We will experience unpleasant and pleasant feelings, and they all will pass. While on your path to flourishing, consider these reminders. Doing the inner work will build your psychological fitness. Both being and doing are essential. Acceptance of what is, surrendering, and managing expectations are simple suggestions, yet challenging to practice consistently. Personal responsibility can be an antidote to unnecessary suffering. We tend to exacerbate pain, leading to additional distress. Instead, reduce the tension between what is and what you want. Philosophers and literary figures have been teaching us for a long time that the answers are within. St. Francis says, "You are what you are seeking." It's easy to fall prey to thinking the world has the answers. Someone must have an instruction manual. Yet don't forget the power of looking inward, because you hold the answers. Consider doing the work like visiting a gym for mental health to create the changes you want in your life. Remember, the training isn't supposed to be easy, yet the benefits are worth it. Being psychologically fit will allow you to thrive, flourish, and make the impact that you want. Thank you for listening, and I hope that you find value in the book. And if you are struggling, please know that you aren't alone.
Thank you, Karen. That was Karen Dole with 5 big ideas from Building Psychological Fitness, How High Performers Achieve with Ease. I'm Rufus Griscom. Thanks for listening.